Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Well, the Thunder closed out the NBA Finals last night. They beat the Pacers, bringing a title to OKC. Unfortunately, we all saw Tyrese Halliburton suffered an injury to his Achilles in the first quarter, but SGA had a great game for the Thunder with 29 points. He was also MVP for the series. Jalen Williams added another 20 points. Final score was 103-91.
I mean, they're showing videos of Tyrese Halliburton's dad reacting to the injury, and obviously it's just terrible. But it reminded me of how lengthy the NBA playoffs are, that we're like that. The whole thing with Halliburton's dad and Giannis feels like it was 3 years ago.
It does,
compared to where we've been in and out of these playoffs. But obviously, nice job by Indiana, at least making it a game for a little bit of the time.
Yeah. And just because you brought up the whole thing about Milwaukee, I saw a crazy tweet that just had like just wild symmetry. Damian Lillard, Jason Tatum, Tyrese Halliburton all tore their Achilles. All of them are superstars in the East. All of them wear number 0.
Yep.
That's crazy.
I didn't think about the 0.
I saw that. Yeah. Someone hit me up with that.
That is nuts.
Yeah. I saw that and I was like, ugh.
The whole thing makes
tough.
My stomach churn, dude. Just seeing them kind of, get under his arms and carrying him off and is dragging his feet. You know, it just makes you sick, man. That game 7 of the NBA Finals.
Well, that's where it is.
Jeez.
Not game 7, you know? By the way.
Ding.
Told you these playoffs were long, didn't I? I told you that it lasted forever. Did you see the TJ McConnell stuff at the end of the game? He's leaving the court just completely upset. And I don't know if it was someone with the team, like maybe a PR. Well, maybe it was his mom.
I heard it was his mom, actually. I know what video you're talking about. I heard it was mom.
She embraces him, and you can't see his face. You only see his back. And she embraces him, and he's literally crying in her arms. And the camera just keeps getting closer. And she straight up is like, no, stop recording. Like, you need to stop. Because it does get a little much. I mean, I'm not going to name the people, but I've seen grown men cry in a locker room losing a Super Bowl. Okay, I saw it at that Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it with my own eyes, and I'm never going to say the people that are because it's not fair to them because that's a private moment. But you don't – it's different for us as fans looking at it because, especially if you're like one of us, right, we're not a fan of the Pacers. That's not our team. We're the Hawks fans. But – so you've got a little bit more of a connection if you're a fan of him, but being on the outside looking in and pulling against that team just because you didn't want them to win for whatever reason or whatnot – all of what goes into getting to that point just to, lose. And it's emotional.
Yeah.
That's a lot. I remember that Falcons season. That was the one season that I was the most – I don't think I've ever been more invested in a season. And not because any other reason other than it went so long, right? I started covering that team late July. And I was there for every preseason game. every second of the season I was there for. You know, I didn't make every practice, but I made a couple practices a week and everything because I was able to go to more of that. And to see it end that way, like, that's devastating for those guys.
I sure think if I'd ever like shed tears after a game, like after an upsetting game,
maybe
I'd
the
definitely,
2008 SEC championship.
I was going to say that would have been the closest I got. And obviously losing the NFC title game in 2012 with the Falcons was not good either. That was a rough one. Felt like we had that one in the bag. I remember talking to my parents. I was still on stake this the other day. I remember talking to my parents. I had nine people there for that game, the 2012 NFC championship against the 49ers. And they were all to the point where they – because that game is different. When you get to the trophy presentation style games, you give everybody that you brought to the game a wristband so they can come down to the field like after the game when the confetti's falling and be part of the celebration. They were just about to, like, leave their seats and try to get on the elevator to go down to the game. And then they were like, wait, let's just watch this one drive. And I can't remember exactly what happened, but I guess San Fran goes down and score or that, or the Falcons, or we got stopped offensively or whatever it was.
Well, it was fourth down from, like, the 15 or the 10 or something.
And at the end of the game, yeah.
And he hits – oh, it was before
I'm
that.
I'm talking about before that. Like, when there's, like, I don't know, you started getting the fourth, like, 5 minutes left. There was still felt like we were going to win the game, and then I think they go down and score. I can't remember this series of events because I've just blacked it out, but it's brutal, man. It is brutal, and I felt the same way. We were ranked, to your point, we were ranked number one in 2008 playing Florida in the SEC title game and lose that game the way we did it. We were ahead in the second half of that game and were not able to put it away, but, you know, I had a senior year ahead of me and it felt like we could get back there. But, yeah, those sick with you, man. That's tough.
That's what's crazy for me is I remember watching the non-SEC championship game. And seeing you guys win and where I was then. And then the very next year, I am covering the SEC championship game for the old radio station. And I'm on the field watching Cam run around.
Well,
and
he had a good day, didn't he?
He went all over the field and we're following him. The media was. And I was like, man, this dude's huge.
Yeah,
this is a big dude. But the on-field celebrations are a lot of fun to be a part of. Because the one in 16 after the NFC championship, it's chaos.
Yeah.
And me and Arch and John were running around with microphones trying to grab like players and stuff. And it is just chaos cuz there's family and media and fans all in that area, and there's and the stage is being rolled out. It's just crazy.
Well, and I just walked by as I ran out for a second in the break, and I walked by the TV where they were showing some of the Thunder players that are doing interviews right now about last night's game. They're all wearing sunglasses.
Oh, I guarantee they are.
I guarantee
you they are.
What do you even do when you go out for that celebration? You're like, wait, I got to be on Good Morning America.
I will say, I've told this story before, one of the worst decisions I ever made, I left the locker room of the Rose Bowl, which is where our national title game was in 2009, and I played that game as hard as you could possibly play a football game, right? Because I'm like, it's all on the line. I was so dehydrated. I bet I lost over 10 pounds that day, which I was known to do in practice and everything. And I walked straight out, and somebody handed me the beer, and I took it straight to the face. Straight to the face. And I had a splitting headache the rest of the night because I was so dehydrated, and I took a beer straight to the face. And I was like, man, that was a bad decision. Anybody have any Tylenol for the love? I was like, man, I should have gotten an IV before I did this.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Amazon Prime, the celebrations for the NASCAR drivers. Yeah. They go right to the stage, and they drink. In the Super Bowl, we had a party at the hotel. So you spend all this, you know, you're preparing. Mm-hmm. You do everything. Everything at the Super Bowl you do is like you're going to win.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was like some rap groups that were playing. I can't remember who they were. I think Little John might have been there if I'm not mistaken. But like all of it. And you had to go to that party because it's all been paid for. And it was just miserable. Mm-hmm. Like I remember being there and it was absolutely gut-wrenching and miserable.
No thanks.
Awful. Yeah, LeBaron Burton's W Sauce definitely for the win this weekend. Uses my binder on my chuck roast. It's kind of pretty good. You can go to WSauce.com and use promo code SQUID. That's
SQUID.
For 15% off your order. And my friends at the Allen Lager. I haven't talked to Chaz. I don't know where he's at. But
gonna get some of that hazy like a fox or whatever it was we had last time. So on time.
And the Allen Lager. Gonna need some cold beer, the official beer. Kansas State Athletics. I had no clue that Stephen A. Smith had a kid.
Wait, he does?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did see this video.
And she's not, like, he has a grown daughter.
Yeah.
Like, I so clearly maybe I don't know, early in his career? Because she looked like she's probably, what do you think, Dylan? Terrible.
She's probably at least got to be like in sophomore in college, at least, if not maybe older.
You think she's that young? I thought she was older than that.
She might. She very well could be. I might be lowballing it.
Okay, yeah. I'm not good with age, but I got to give her credit. She's got a great personality. Like she's funny. And the first video I saw was not the one we're gonna play, but the one we're gonna play is from the Stephen A. Smith show. But there was one on L. Duncan and him were doing a stand up on like Sports Center, and you know, like, they throw to the thing, and like L brings her on. And Steven's just like, no, why? No, you're not supposed to be talking. You can tell he does not want this, but he plays along. But listen to her on the Stephen A. Smith show, because she does not hold punches with him. It's fun to watch.
Morning, and they were talking a lot about this home court advantage, okay? Home court advantage is a real thing. Now, obviously, y'all are going to be like, oh, Samantha, like, duh. But no, for real, for real. I really think that is going to carry Oklahoma City to the championship, to the chip.
Why'd you say for real twice? Like, for real, for real. How come once isn't good enough?
Because it's like, for real, but not like, for real, for real. I just want to say, you guys, it's such a blessing to be here on this beautiful afternoon. I'm just really, really grateful to be here. Where were we this morning, Dad? Tell them.
We were at Fanatics Fest.
We were at Fanatics Fest. Yes, we were. And we had a great time, didn't we, Dad?
Yes, we did.
There was a man dressed up as my dad, and he had on like a bald cap, and his forehead started back here. Also, all the haters that were in the comments saying that I have my dad's forehead, come here. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah. So, shot out of a cannon. Like, Stephen A. Smith, who never stops talking, and he's so deliberate with his words.
Yeah, his delivery.
She's like, nah, man, I'm a run-on sentence. She talks more like me. Like, just a complete run-on sentence. Like, she doesn't give you, you're like, Bo, 30 seconds or less.
Says here online she's 17. That's crazy.
I don't think she's
older than that. But now after hearing her talk, yeah, I don't know.
I just can't believe that Stephen A. Smith at one point in time had a significant other. Because he seems like he's kind of hard to get along with.
Well.
For real, for real.
I could definitely see Stephen A. debating any and everything in a household.
Well, quite frankly.
You thought you was just going to leave this dishwasher door open? I don't think so.
The dishes should have been done this way.
The audacity of you to not lock the door.
And the bottom line is, I'm the GOAT of lawnmowers, okay? I'm going to go out there and do that at the top of my game. I promise you, each and every week.
Let me tell you something.
And the lights and the dogs should be separated in the laundry.
That's good. That was good. By the way, you try to act like I don't want to do my own grass. I mean, that I don't think Stephen A. Smith ain't done yard work a day in his life.
Oh, that's so funny. Golly. Oh, that's funny.
Well, this hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. I don't know how, but our time is up.
Yeah.
For Mike, Bo, Dylan, myself, Allie Mack, thank you for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next. Squid is hanging around for that. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
listen to me on the Steakhouse.
And stay cool.
That's right.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.